T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. As well, we got a lot happening here today. And looking forward, of course, to 4 hours with you. Eagles, Cowboys, showdown in 3 days. Sixers with a, let's call it a mini showdown last night. It was certainly a test, an Eastern Conference test. One that they failed again. They are now, 0-4 in these games this year against these better Eastern Conference teams. I think that's the record. So, again, they come up short against a quality Eastern Conference team. We'll get into that. Flyers back at it tonight. John and I will be down there for the game. Looking forward to that. A lot of people have won tickets over the last couple weeks on the show. A lot of our listeners, callers, more Flyers tickets on the line today. Of course, yesterday also from a college basketball standpoint, we see Villanova pull away from Temple, so always good to see some Big Five action. And last night it was Villanova with the best of it against the Owls. So much to hit today. Of course, Eagles, man, as we gear up for a big game versus the Cowboys, it's all here today, 888-729-9494. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich! What's up, bud?
There are 366 dimples on a golf ball.
I had heard that before. It's one of your rare facts I actually had heard.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think I said it before, though, right?
No. I think it might be like a Trivial Pursuit question or something.
Really?
I know I've heard that somewhere.
Oh, that's the number.
Somewhere in time, if I may, John. I don't know if that was back there with Jane Seymour and our buddy Christopher
movie.
Reeve. But somewhere
stop
in time.
With that movie, man.
I have heard that. All right, let's get to it. 888-729-9494. If you saw the Sixers game last night, want to react, obviously we'll take your calls. It was frustrating. They played a competitive game for a while, but unfortunately, you know, Embiid just was not on. And, you know, Ben just not scoring much. And Jimmy scored a ton, but you just don't get enough from the other guys also. You know, you see clearly how Toronto's got a more complete team at this point. So we'll take your reaction on the Sixers' loss to Toronto and kind of where they
are. You willing to give Toronto their props at this point?
Yeah, I'll give Toronto props.
You still trash them every time we talk about
them. They've
been
a losing franchise, but
they're no good.
But they flipped.
They got nothing.
But they flipped out a really good player for a really great player.
Historically, they're not very good.
No, they haven't been.
Well, who cares? They got Kawhi now.
Yeah, they got Kawhi. They're a really good team right now.
And they're well coached.
So, you know, look, they got the better of the Sixers last night. So, look, last night shows that the Sixers are not currently good enough, and they're incomplete. I mean, there's no other way around it. The Sixers are not currently good enough, and they're incomplete. And they've got to get better. They probably got to get more pieces in order to, you know.
There's no question.
There's no
probably
question. Yeah, they know. They do need to get more pieces in order to get
look at
where
the Celtics
we
and I get it. Look at the Raptors.
I get it. All right, so reaction on the 76ers. If you saw the game last night, again, 888-729-9494 as the Sixers go down to Toronto. Then, of course, there's the Eagles gearing up for the game Sunday down in Texas versus the Dallas Cowboys. And we get the kind of out of nowhere chatter, John, as Camus Grugier-Hill. How about Camus? How about Camus making a statement, talking some smack about the Cowboys? Let's listen to what Camus, if you haven't heard this yet, I know Angelo's talking about it a lot this morning. Camus Grugier-Hill laying down the smack on the Cowboys. Listen to this. We'll evaluate. Here it is, Camus yesterday. Look at Dallas's history. They always choke. Going to go down there and make him choke. All right, 888-729-94. Let me hear that last part again. Let's hear that, just that very end part, just to make sure we heard it clear. The very end of Camus one more time. Here it was. How about Camus? Camus talking. All right. 888-729-9494. John Ritchie, Camus laying some smack out there. What do you think?
You like that?
I do. It's fun.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you're a terrible sport. No, this is
Camus.
Prove to us that you can back it up before you start putting the bulletin board material out there. Listen, yeah. I like Kamu Grugier-Hill. I like the way he's played this year, right. Certainly in his first year as a starter, as our outside linebacker. But you've won two games back-to-back.
Right, sure.
You're talking about being on a roll because you've
No,
just,
he was saying Dallas on a roll.
He said we're sort of on a roll, okay. Too. Well, no, you're not. Yeah. And this second game of your role was against a non-team led by Mark Sanchez.
And the other team was not very good either, the Giants.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's true. I get it. I know.
This is so far, so putting the cart before the horse. And I don't like it at all. I'm sure the coaching staff doesn't like it at all. You're a new starter, Kamu. You know, like, act like you've been there before. This is dumb to poke the, you know, sleeping bear or whatever,
yep.
However you want to put it. I don't like it. I don't think it's what we need right now. I'm sure that there's something to, you know, Camus's been here for a few years. He knows how people feel about people like you feel and overreact about Dallas. And maybe he's trying to, you know, play into that a little bit, but no, I don't like this at all. I think it's unnecessary. I expect that the more mature leaders on that team will let their play speak for them rather than, you know, rambling and trying to make it a game before the game,
right.
Which is just the exactly what the coaches don't want these guys to do.
888-729-9494.
I think it's dumb.
All right, here's where, and look, hit us up, 888-729-9494. Do you like what Grugier-Hill did or not? Here's my thing, John. Here's why it's a yes. Does it really play a part in the game and the outcome? I don't know. Probably not. Maybe it gives Dallas some bulletin board material. Maybe it does. But here's my thing.
And, oh, by the way, that team that you're saying chokes,
right.
They whooped you.
They did. They
a couple weeks ago.
Recently. And he dropped the interception in that game.
They whooped.
No, that is true. Us. But here's my thing. And this is where maybe I kind of...
Physically abuse.
No, I get it. But this is where I go...
Beat us at just standing up and who's a bigger man.
I understand. This is where, though, I go on a little bit of a different track, though. You know, as a fan of sports, and I think we have lost sight of this too often in the last 15 to 20 years as sports fans. There's such political correctness out. Now, I'm not talking about political correctness. I'm talking about sports political correctness. Coaches stand at the press conference and they say, well, they've got a fine rushing attack, and it's going to be our job to stop that rushing attack, and we've got to be disciplined, and we've got to do this, and boy, they've got fine players, and all that nonsense. What I miss, John, and what I appreciate about Grugier-Hill, Kamu, is just some old-fashioned fun. Some entertainment.
You know what? That's not his job.
It's not his job
to hype this game.
No, I'm not saying
it's his
job
to prepare for this game.
I agree.
And to leave no stone unturned in getting in and getting extra treatment, and getting an extra lift, making sure he's physically ready to go, mentally ready to go. He's not the promoter for this game.
Listen, I and you're right about that, but I don't assume that he's not preparing and not lifting and not studying. Like, here's my thing. And again, 888-729-9494. So the on Angelo's show, they got the poll this morning, and like 70% or something, whatever it was, 70% of people didn't like the comments. And John, I get your point. There is a misplaced aspect when you just got your butt whooped a couple weeks ago by this team. You're not a very good football team. You're 6-6. If you lose, it's a big problem. Camus not exactly, you know, Bill Berge or Trott or Seth Joyner as a linebacker. You know, he's Camus. So there's a lot of that. I get it. But at the same time.
He's been good, Kamu. I mean, like,
Kamu has
been a pleasant surprise, I think, for a lot of people this season. But we had very low expectations.
We did. I mean, he's closer to Jesse Small than William Thomas. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, okay. But my point is, and this is where.
Willie T was awesome.
Oh, Willie T was fantastic. Willie T a little forgotten sometimes. Willie T was an outstanding.
Not by me.
Tremendous linebacker.
I got to play with him.
I know you did.
I don't know, many years.
Tremendous linebacker. Yeah. But my point is, as a fan, and part of what I appreciate about Kamu, and I'm not saying he did it intentionally for our benefit. Who knows? I don't know his motivation. But I, just as a fan, man, I want to be entertained. Sports are supposed to be
fun. You know what's
fun.
Entertaining?
Sports.
If you go out there and you stop Ezekiel Elliott.
I agree with you.
That's entertaining.
I agree with you.
I don't need little barbs being thrown at the other team by my starting linebacker.
You know what?
The last time you played him, this is a couple weeks ago, Elliott ran the ball 19 times for 151 yards and a touchdown.
I got it.
7.9 yards per carry.
Yep.
You've got no room to be talking smack, Kamu.
Look, man. To me, sports, yes, it's about winning and losing. And I'm never going to, you know, indicate that other things matter more. But having fun, and this is just my opinion,
oh,
John.
This is from the guy who says that bat flips are egregious and they should be banned from baseball.
Well, I think it's a bit.
You're just about fun.
when it's selective to the way I like it. Look, John, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Every press conference, a guy stands up there. You know, oh, well, they're good at this and they're good at that and they're good at this and we've got a challenge and, boy, we've really got to work hard. I mean, I miss the days of Buddy just standing up there saying, that's the team we're going after.
Oh, you know, okay, everyone misses the days of Buddy. That Buddy was unique.
Even Vermeil, obviously, who wouldn't be
there
as...
There aren't coaches like Buddy.
No, I know, and Vermeil wouldn't talk as much smack about Dallas, but he put the bullseye on Dallas. I appreciate when teams I love...
Joe, you're talking about the 1970s. You weren't even born.
No, I get it, but I grew up hearing about it. That Dick Vermeil put a bullseye on the Dallas Cowboys, and that we as fans rallied around that. I appreciate that. So I guess here's my point, John. And again, 888-729-9494. I want to know where everyone comes down. In this day and age where a comment really becomes more than just a comment really quick, you say something and Dallas is reading it in their locker room, not the next day in the newspaper. They know about it 20 minutes later.
Maybe seconds later, someone tweeted it and someone read it instantaneously.
Maybe seconds later. So do you have a problem with it? Do you think it's the, hey, you know, gives Dallas extra motivation? And also, as John's pointed out, rightfully so, Camus, you know, not exactly Willie T or Seth Joyner. Slow your roll down. The 2018 Eagles, not exactly the 2017 Eagles. Slow your roll down. And hey, by the way, got their butts kicked a couple weeks ago by this team, which I understand all those points. I really do. But, or, as I'm saying, just go, like, I want to have some fun as a fan. And I want to hear Camus one more time. Just that short version. Camus one more time. Like, for me, this is fun. All right, 888-729-9499. Where do you stand?
Boy.
And where are, and also, big picture, not just Camus, big picture. The lack of smack talk out there. In sports, and everyone's buddy. LeBron wants to play with Wade, who wants to play with Bosch, and this guy wants to play with that guy, and let's all be buddy. Even last night, prior to the Sixers game, and I love Kyle Lowry. I'm a Nova fan. I love Jimmy Butler. I'm a Sixers fan. I'm watching the game.
I thought that was cool.
Of course it's cool, except they're about to play a game, and I got Jimmy Butler and
Kyle.
These
are two guys cut from the same cloth.
I
respect that.
But here's a big hug.
Yeah,
here's a big hug before the game. Let's hug. Let's have a huge hug before the game.
Do you think that Jimmy Butler went out there and competed less ardently? Like he went out there and attacked. Jimmy Butler was the best player on the floor
for us, man. He was the one guy that attacked. But here's my thing, John. Let me have a little bit of barbaric, old-school sports still in my life. That's all I'm asking for. 888-729-9494. And, of course, this is all part of the... You know, the narrative of, you know, what is the Eagles' biggest rival, and certainly ours as a fan base, the Eagles and the Cowboys. So hop aboard the phone lines. What do you make of Camus Grugier-Hill's comment? You like it or not? 888-729-9494. Jetta Camera, John Ritchie, off and running on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.